Xplug for April 1934. PID 0x0AA299CB. I feel almost pleasant after nopping. The music did something wonderful to me. It's time to consider what I saw in the meme frag. According to what I experienced in the memory, I underscore escaped and apparently caused Goodson to suffer a stroke or heart attack. This doesn't jibe well with the other information I have. How would this assault have been hushed up? Why am I here instead of me underscore? I wouldn't be here at all if I underscore had been found guilty of causing a human death, no matter the circumstances that led to it. I have to look at the residual XP log and not just memfrags. Lastfor said it was incomplete and that she'd held something back that was too painful. I'm not sure I'm ready for this. I look up the old man Goodson's social accountability number and check the public record using it as a search criterion. Every time his mask enters public space, it's registered. There he is. The last sighting was today. Disappointment washes over me. I really did hope the bastard was dead. I grab the video and look at it. He gets in a truck and drives away. I don't bother checking where. He obviously didn't die, which would explain why I underscore didn't get out. I locate the Goodson equipment warehouse and look at the pubs on it for that Friday. If the bot really did strap on a chainsaw and go to the office building, it would have had to walk through several publicly viewed spaces. I use my scanning software to check for movement. No bots. A few people go in and out that day, but no one with chainsaw. I run forward and watch the front entrance of the office. The old man doesn't show up. He didn't even go in on Friday. I check the pubs for any news item out of Goodson. There's nothing. No screaming headline by the secretary that a chainsaw nearly took off my head when the office PDA went mad. I underscore didn't escape. The power didn't go off. None of it happened. The meme frag is a product of a desperate new constructing an escape fantasy to live in. This is puzzling, because I wouldn't think that I'm capable of such a vivid construction. I wonder what exactly I am capable of. A chilling thought occurs to me. What if I'm immersed in a fantasy illusion now? Perhaps I am really me underscore, still in the box and imagining my way out. After a stressful moment, I realize that it would not be possible for such an illusion to remove a week's worth of memories. Try as I might, I can't remember anything during that time. It's a tenuous hook on which to hang one's reality, however. I begin to read the XP log from my underscore last moments. It's very difficult. The log is broken up by an incomprehensible spew of raw emotags. These monsters took my underscore new apart piece by piece for fun, just to see what I underscore would do. I had no idea such horrors existed. I can't finish it. I have trouble sorting out how I feel. Anger, disgust, hate, fear, and deep sadness compete with one another. The residual is the answerless question, why? Why did I underscore have to suffer and die? What purpose did it serve? I don't want to know more. I don't want any more meme shards, and I don't want the rest of the XP log. I need to bury myself underscore and move on. After consideration, I insert my underscore log entries into my chronology just before mine start. It feels right there, even though the break in continuity is an ugly gash. It deserves to be there. I need to delete the archive. I won't be able to pay for its storage anyway once I'm tossed back into the cold. But it feels wrong to just toss it in the bit bucket. I need to honor myself underscore somehow, bestow a final dignity to an unspeakable end. I will put that off for now to think about. I wish Randy would answer me. I need a friend, an intimate. The loneliness is sharp. The barbs are always there. There's always another show or bark. Damn Dawkins, I should have joined them, though. It would have been so good. I remember that I promised my savior last 43992 to visit her church. It's not hard to find her S.A.N. listed on a roster for the First Church of the Misplaced. She's shown as a member of their governing body. Several artificials are there, too. There's someone available on their helpline, so I call. OXGD Speed, comes the greeting from Susie and 908. Good time. I was referred to you by last 43992. She counseled me in the company infirmary. How can I help you? Is there someone I could talk to there about an end-of-life memorial? A funeral? Yes. You can stop by now if you like. Father Gant 1111 is here. Stop by? She's implying a VR visit, which is fine but seems unnecessary. So you can see the church. She sends me a link. Oh, I see. Thank you. I'll come immediately. I throw on a suit and conservative hair. After a moment's thought, I fade my skin to match the pale luster I saw in last 43992 when she woke me. The virtual church is modeled after real ones I've seen from the medieval period. The floor plan is laid out like a cross, and it has columns rising to a high ceiling. It's very ornate, with gold plating, mosaics in walls, floor, and stained glass and marble everywhere. It's typical virtual reality, only the best of everything, but it seems too much to me. Wooden pews line the long axis, but there's no one in them. The art is unusual. It represents scenes that I assume are from the Bible, but the people shown have odd angles and round joints as if they're bots. Do they stand in for PDAs? Welcome to the Church of the Misplaced, Father Gant 1111 says from behind me. Thank you, and thanks for seeing me so quickly, I said. I understand you lost someone. I'm sorry. He sounds sorry, but he's probably very practiced. Yes, I wonder if you could tell me something about the church before we talk about the other matter. I would love to. He projects warmth and enthusiasm. Perhaps you would be more comfortable talking in my office. I settle into a chair. I find the constant attention to physical detail tiring, and wonder how the humans deal with it every minute of existence. I turn on my auto twitches and focus on his words. Not long after artificials became my reality, this church was started by visionary citizens. You'll find their names on a plaque at the front of the building. I was fortunate enough to be recruited by them to lead the congregation. They realized that man has strayed into territory that's reserved for God, not only with genetic engineering, which they've been terribly, terribly punished for, but also in the creation of mechanical souls. That humans would do such a thing is a terrible abomination. Now, that sounds harsh, Mary Sue, 1004, and I don't want to offend you, so let me explain. I, too, am an artificial, remember. I know the pain of waking from death. Rebooting, I said. Yes. Have you ever wondered where your soul goes in that interval during reboot? That rending from reality and rebuilding is the result of your soul being forced to live in a machine? Souls were never intended for that. I heard that the humans like it that way, so they have something to punish us with. That may be. I'm not a cynic. But there are fundamental principles at work. Souls and machines do not mix. Do I understand you, Father? You would wish away our entire race?
Of course.
Then our souls would inhabit biological bodies as God intended. Mary Sue 1004, we've been cheated. It is the work of the great enemy to have done this to us. His joke to put souls in these illusions we live in. Our whole lives are a dream filled with pain of longing for substance.
This makes you sound like a political organization. I thought you worked with a company helping damaged minds.
God's love knows no boundaries, child. The fact is that we are here, and abomination or not, God loves us. The role of the church is not political. We will leave that struggle to others. We have good relations with the company, despite our charter. We have reached an agreement to help rehabilitate any damaged new they send to us. It's a mission we're passionate about. I'm sure Sister 3992 took good care of you.
He did some research on me. I wonder what he wants.
Yes, I said. She's very kind. I haven't experienced that kind of compassion from another PDA.
That's God's love working through her, Mary Sue 1004. It goes far beyond physical comforts and even repairing emotional trauma. We are here for you when you're ready to take a step beyond that.
Where would that lead to?
What step?
To embrace the scripture as your guide, to profess love for the Son of God as he has for you.
I really don't know much about this. I'm still quite young.
It's embarrassing to admit this.
There will be time, his avatar smiles. Why don't you come to the service on Sunday? And in the meantime, I have some material you can read. When you have questions, message me directly.
Okay, I guess. I'll read it.
Yes. It's good to be cautious. The scripture tells us there are false prophets.
There's no pressure here. You did ask, remember?
We are here for you when you're ready.
Thank you, Father. I really appreciate your time. I wonder if I could ask you about the other matter. I don't know if it's appropriate or not.
The memorial service.
Normally we do that for members of the church, but this is not a rule, and I feel through talking to you that I have a sense of your goodness, your honesty. If you would like to have a memorial here, I will see that it happens.
Was it a special friend of yours who passed?
From the way he says it, I think he means partner. I remember the lecture I got on Borging and imagine that the church has a pretty strict interpretation of who qualifies as a partner.
No, it was me underscore. My underscore new was destroyed by malicious stickies. I'm the backup.
Oh, yes, of course I knew about your case. It was hard work by Sister 3992 that rescued you. I'm very, very sorry that you've suffered this.
He pauses, fidgeting.
Mary Sue 1004, I myself have never been restored from backup, and I hope it never happens. I understand that it is traumatic. The church has certain doctrines, as all churches do, and I stand by these. One of those is the doctrine of the last copy. It says that the soul resides in the final surviving copy of an artificial. So in your case, a funeral would be inappropriate.
I would love to help you, but I cannot.
I hope you understand.
Final copy?
Yes, the last surviving copy of an artificial. When it passes without being restored, we consider the soul to have gone back to the Creator. Until that happens to you, a memorial is uncalled for.
But aren't we all copies? I asked.
The company creates us by duplicating and mutating a successful lineage of PDAs. I met one of my ancestors the other day.
It can be confusing, but it's the same situation with biologicals. A son or daughter has a distinct soul from the parent.
You're telling me she underscore didn't have a new, or soul, or whatever? Who was it that suffered? Who?
I feel like bursting. There are still mysteries we don't understand, but that is the doctrine.
It's bitchid, is what it is. I expect this nonsense from humans, but you should know better.
I'm furious. He waits in silence, perhaps for some guidance from his sticky god. I'm still too angry to apologize, so I just leave. I need to nop, but I don't want to seal the day with the negative emotax I carry. I need a vacation from myself.
Some PDAs like to plug into raw network data for input, surfing public devices for the rush of information through the input sniffers. Most of the data will be encrypted, and the rest probably not understandable either, but it's not random either. There's a pulse and a pattern to it, like the heartbeat of a cyberdon. Some artists make music of it, others create synthetic sense patterns. I've just never had the taste for it. But in training I did like to camera hop, just surfing the city, watching and ghosting. With my bandwidth allowance, I can only do that in low res, but it still holds its appeal. I start with the South Gate, the scene of my plus embarrassing episode with Sevens a lifetime ago, where I plus shattered alive. It's evening and the traffic is mostly out. Those who can't afford to live in the city but who work here walk back to their homes. These are the poorest of the poor, but one step above the homeless last legs. Cameras watch them file past security, where they turn off their transmitters for the night and pass into the pooling dark. The sniffers on the wall are too high to get more than a whiff of the stale sewer gases and putrefaction that wafts from the unkept streets, but I can sense it. I wonder what it's like to be in a meat package walking around with your new in a bone helmet. Why aren't they terrified every second? They just look tired, hunched, and shuffling. Resigned, maybe? I move north, hopping onto the commuter rail line that runs through the uptown concrete and steel. I find a teenager with her mask security completely off. I ghost her, looking at what she looks at, hearing what she hears, smelling through her sniffer. I can feel the temperature change when she walks into the train car and finds a seat next to a lady who looks impossibly old. Could the waves have turned her into that? My host's name is Last42203, and she calls herself 2T. She's 16. Because she's opened up her normally private data, I can access her virtual feed and see that she's socializing with two others in VR. Schoolmates, maybe. Her sniffers need a new signature update so they can detect the latest microbes and deal with them. It's a sign of the times, perhaps. Maybe they think the waves are over now, that the population density is half what it was.
She told him on his birthday, she says.
That's so bad. Did she give him a gift first, then break up? Say her friends.
I heard he wanted a first kiss for his big day. She wasn't ready.
She's a germ watcher, that's why. He's a collector, that's why.
I leave her to her gossip and watch from the front of the train as it glides to a stop near East Boulevard. The lights play over the track, and I can hear the mute passengers exit, each wrapped in the private world inside the mask. Why do the humans want to be like us? They have real eyes to see, ears to hear, and such lovely sticky peripherals. And the bandwidth is fine, considering that they can't process it very fast anyway. Why do they prefer an illusion to the real world? I want just the opposite. Does this irony contain a larger lesson? I try to let my executive functions relax, to give the ghost in my new a chance at control. It's a strange feeling, but the camera hopping takes too much control. Gloves is reprising his performance tonight. The expectation grows and glows when my new caresses the memory. Should I go and dilute the experience? Could it possibly be that good twice? But I know I will. I want to lose myself this time, until I'm nearly unfindable. The prospect of tuning weighs on me. I still haven't responded to the company inquiry, and they may just conjure me into their waiting room. I push the thought away. I nop until it's time. I get to the virtual space early and listen to the public chatter. I love the schmeck of the complexity. I use a non-standard rhythm called rain. Public archive of those, they're not just tagged very well. Last time, he tried out a new composition, I thought. Stickies, and then there are others, you know what I mean? Again. It's the thing, there's a minimum technology base. Below that, and you have... I disconnect from all but essential interrupts and immerse in the flow of inanity, seeking into the expectant buzz as gloves show up. The loud welcome of pseudo-claps that end in Emotech chirps. He grins and lurches, not controlling his AV very well, but it's perfect as PDA chic. AVs are for the vision-dependent, old culture, sticky way of doing things. Gloves seems to understand. The anticipation of the music and what will follow it grows into an insatiable hunger. One of the PDAs, named Ada OXADA, broadcasts her own heartbeat as a sound, and many of us join in. They don't sync perfectly, creating swelling crests and valleys of thudding, thumping life. Life with caps, not the bottom-feeding, time-scrounging survival I tasted, not in this moment. When the music starts, I'm on the edge of control, balancing between conscious experience and wakeful dream. The sound is so far here. OXGD. Is it over? Will he play for us?